Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome to Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're coming at you live here every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Hope everybody's having a great night tonight. And we're just trucking right along here and talking about everything there is to do with trucking and then some. If you want to be part of the conversation, just call in at 516-387-1733. Be part of the conversation at 1. We're also on YouTube Live. We'll thank everybody for joining us on there. Right there. There you are. How you doing? And then we're also on Facebook Live as well. Like I said, call in 516-387-1733. We appreciate everybody being that way. And don't forget, here in about an hour, a new episode of Yellowstone comes on. They're starting the new season 4. If you haven't already checked it out, you know, you can get that. And we're always big fans here on Redneckinize with the TV show Yellowstone. This here, if you guys don't know, this song here is Take It Easy Mama by Ryan Bingham. Ryan Bingham plays, he's that, that singing cowboy, the one that that they took to the train station, but then let him loose, and then they found him, and they were going to kill him, and then now he wears the brand, but he needs to show up. So that's Ryan Bingham. He's out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and he's a singer-songwriter, and you can check him out. He's a pretty cool guy. I got a friend of mine that knows him really well, so he's always a big fan of, you know, the regular folk out here like us. So yeah, check him out. Don't forget to check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. We got everything linked up on there of what's going on with us. We got links to the show, links to our great sponsors. And also, want to let everybody know that it's official now. We got the piece of paper saying right here from the truck show. It's a we got a booth at the truck show. The booth number is 74108. And that's where we're going to be for the truck show. That's the Mid-America Trucking Show. In March 24th, 25th, 26th, and you can, like I said, we're going to be there. It's going to be a big blast, and you can go register if you haven't already. You go to truckingshow.com, let them know you're going to be there, and you can register for free, and that's to get you in. You know, if you don't register, then you have to register when you get there, and it's a pain in the butt. It's always cool to have that stuff mailed to your house, and you don't have to worry about, you know, what's going on with that. So that's always a good thing. But also, sometimes they tell you, you got to buy tickets. If you don't register online for free, you have to buy tickets. Now that's always not been the case. You've been able to skirt around that because a lot of people bring extra tickets and everything, but you still have to register and you got to stand there and fill everything out and stand in line. But if you do it online, it gets mailed to your house, and, then you just, you know, you go right in. It's no big deal. So it's always cool to register beforehand. And that way, when you get your passes, you don't have to stand in line for anything, you know. But also, too, you know, trucking show, man, hang out, get to the parking lot, hang out with us. We plan on being there and having a great time. So we're looking forward to it. We're excited. And like I said, we got a booth, 74108. It's going to be our booth number. So everybody come by and say hello, check us out. We're going to have a lot of things going on there. We haven't even got them all nailed down. We were spitballing earlier, and it's just we got so many ideas. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So one of the great sponsors I want to shout out to was LTR Transportation, Load to Ride Transportation. Don't forget to go check them out. You can go check them out at ltrtransportation.com. That's a cool little trucking company out of Denver, Colorado, and they pretty much do everything. And it's one of those smaller carriers that has their feet in a lot of doors, so you can always stay busy. You know, they got the expedited, the hazmat, the special handling, temperature control, all that. So like I said, check them out, ltrtransportation.com, or give them a holler at 720-277-0030. And let them know when you talk to them that you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Eyes, because we really do appreciate them. So we're just going to keep on trucking right along here, and everybody enjoy it. We got John Prine, singer-songwriter, featured song on Yellowstone. So having a great time listening to this great Yellowstone
caravan
music.
Caravan of fools. Caravan of fools. You're running with the caravan of fools.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
What's going on, everybody? Hey, welcome back to Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're just trucking right along here. We're here every Sunday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Hope everybody joins along. Give us a call, 516-387-1733. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. We can also, on YouTube Live, you can check us out. And we're also on Facebook Live as well. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really do appreciate that. And that's been doing great for us. So one of the great sponsors that we needed to mention was Trucker Tools, Trucker Tools app. They've stepped up and supported us a great deal, and we really do appreciate them. You can check them out, truckertools.com, and download their app from the App Store, and just let them know you appreciate them supporting Red Agonize. So we appreciate them. And that's about it for the intro there. I wanted to talk about getting ready for the holidays. A lot of truckers out there, you know, folks that aren't in the trucking industry or don't have anybody in the trucking industry don't really understand. Truckers, most of those truckers, they might even work straight through the holidays. You know, a lot of them, some of them even don't even have any family at all, where they're just out there on the road. That's it. That's them. And, you know, they're just the last of the American cowboys out there just living on the range and going up and down the highway delivering freight. And a lot of them, they try to get home and they get stuck and they don't always are able to get there. Some of them even plan, you know, hey, I'll run through the holiday. I don't know. You know, you got to remember back in the day when everybody tried to get together to go to grandma's house or whatever. It was always the weekend before, the weekend after. Sometimes Christmas fell on a weekday, so you had to work it out to where everybody was on weekend. And truckers do the same thing. They might work through the holiday, just say, hey, I'm okay, just give me, you know, the 28th, 29th off, whatever it is. You know, truckers try to plan that out. But a lot of them just, they work straight through because sometimes it's a busy season. You know, it's depending on what you haul. Sometimes you got to work it out to where you're working through the holidays and you get, you know, January off. Back when I first started trucking, I worked for one of those where a lot of our customers were retail outlets like Walmarts or Sears and stuff like that. And they would tell us, they would say, hey, please work through the holidays and then you can take, you know, extra time off during, you know, the January time. You can take extra time because at that time of year, January is always a slow time for freight. It always would slow down, so they would allow drivers to take longer time off during that time, and they would always ask. Even carriers had a time where they would work out a bonus. If you ran so many miles the week of Christmas or the week of New Year's or whatever, then you would get an extra, you know, $500 thrown in on top of whatever your mileage was for that. So you never know how that works out sometimes. This time of year with the shortage, what they claim to be, I don't know. I don't see a lot of people doing anything extra other than if you want to work, great. If you want to be home, we'll try to get you home. Driver retention has become a big focal point. There's been a lot of articles in the news talking about how driver retention has been focused for a lot of the different carriers out there. And retention means if the driver wants to be home for Christmas, you get them home. or they want to be home for Thanksgiving, you get them home. And, you know, whether, you know, I remember sometimes the drivers would deadhead the company as a company driver or even an owner operator, at least to a carrier, that they would authorize the driver to drive almost up to 1,000 miles in order to get them home by Christmas. And that might even be more these days. It was funny. There was an article that I saw here just scrolling down. There's not really much going on as far as, like, you know, news in the trucking industry. But one deal was, it says, let's see, that was later. No, that, what is it? Yeah, there was a lobbyist. It says lobbyist for truckers on the driver shortage. It's from a Market Watch. And the quote was, if the job that you're offering sucks, is the solution really to go find more suckers, or should you improve the job? And I thought that was interesting because that's kind of what it is. It's always been the retention, you know, retention. The driver quits, they have to go find somebody else to fill that job because the driver no longer works for them. They have to go somewhere else. And it's not like the driver messes up and they get out of trucking, whatever. They just go to the next level. You know, they go find a place that makes more money. So, you know, that's what the owner-operator independent driver association, that's the one thing that I think the OIDA, they get right. There's no driver shortage. And I think that's what it is that there's not really that much of a driver shortage. And it just says here that there's a lot of people talking about retention and focusing on retention. And I just thought that was a big deal and something that, you know, you can talk about. And a lot of people have focused on it. That's becoming the issue, is retention. How do you hang on to the drivers you already have instead of trying to recruit more drivers? I think that a lot of these ATAs and all those people focusing on driver shortage, that I think they've lost the argument. I think so many other people have come out, spoken up against that there's no driver shortage, that the job sucks and needs to be better. And, you know, a lot of us going into, we know the job sucks. In fact, I was just talking about this with our good guy there, Greg, about how, you know, yeah, we might have chosen to be a truck driver, but we didn't choose, you know, to sit for 4 days waiting on a load. We didn't choose to sit at a customer for 5 hours and not get paid. You know, we didn't choose that. We knew that, you know, there were going to be some ups and downs, but we chose to drive freight. Hey, if we got to be away from home, we want to be working. And a lot of times you see a lot of drivers, they get upset with the carrier they're working for. It's not because that they're getting worked too hard. You know, a lot of times the hours of service, you know, that's the hours of service was put in so that drivers wouldn't work too hard, that drivers wouldn't be forced. You know, the carrier that they work for wouldn't be forced to work them so hard that they would get too tired. Well, nowadays it's like they're not being worked enough. You know, there's some carriers out there that, you know, they're so scared of the driver running out of hours. It's like they shut them down every 5 days for a 34-hour reset. You know, take your reset. You got to take your reset. You got to take your reset. And any experienced trucker will know out there, but you can run good miles and never take a reset. Back when I was running, I remember we got put on e-logs, and I was running out there, and I had just enough time for that day. I had like maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours left on the log for the day, and I had it. So I was going to go, you know, 10 miles down the road, pick my load up, and then go another 15 miles down the road, go to bed. That was the plan. I had a good 14-hour clock. I could do that driving, I could drive that hour and a half within the 14 hours. That wasn't the big deal. The big deal was is that, you know, I only had that much drive time. And if you know the law, you know that you could work, you could do whatever you want past 70. You can do whatever you want past 14 as long as you're not driving. And the driving time, that's what counts against you. So the computer is supposed to automatically dispatch you. Once you finish your next load, the computer would automatically dispatch you. So I'm waiting on the dispatch and never got the dispatch. So then I called the dispatcher and I said, so why didn't you send me that? And they go, the computer didn't dispatch you because it says you're out of hours. I was like, well, I'm not. I got an hour and a half left. They go, well, that's not enough to cover this load. I said, well, the load ain't due. You know, it's one of those 24/7 drops and it's not due until the day after tomorrow, which if I pick it up today and then go to bed and then wake up after midnight the next night after I get, you know, the 9 hours back, then I can drive you know, then I can start again. And I got a good week of 8 hours, 8 hours, whatever, nine, 10, whatever it is, you know, whatever's dropping off. I said, I'm not out of hours. And they were arguing with me. They said, well, you got to do it. You haven't done a reset. Why haven't you done a reset? I said, you don't need to run a reset to run good money. You know, it's not that hard to do. But carriers are so scared these days of claiming that they're pushing their drivers too much. And it's not. I think the biggest issue is they're not letting their drivers drive enough. They're not letting them go out there and run. You know, and most of us truckers out there, that we know we drive when we're awake and we sleep when we're tired. We don't go out there and drive tired. That sometimes the hours of service cuts into that, where, you know, if we want to be able to drive for 12 hours, we should be able to drive 12 hours. Sometimes you're up and you drive for 15 a day, and then you might be only, you know, you'd be, oh, I'm tired today, I'm only going to drive 5, you know, or whatever. You know, we do that all the time. So we know, you know, the law, we know, most of us, I think we know our bodies to where it's like, I'm tired, I'm not driving. You know, I'm too tired and all that. Sometimes you go down and you feel like you're tired and you take like a little hour nap, and then you wake up and then you're ready for another 8 hours. You know, it's amazing. Sometimes that's just how you feel. So that's one of those things that I think they're focusing on retention. They're focusing on letting drivers call the shots a little more. I mean, I can understand not letting a lot of drivers call the shots. I mean, back when I was working in the office, there's a lot of drivers, they shouldn't be calling their own shots. Sometimes they need that little push. And then other guys, you just, you know, give them the freight and they handle it, you know. And I think we need more of that flexibility instead of these carriers using the computer to tell us when we can and can't drive. You know, that'd be a good thing. Stop relying on the computer. The computer doesn't always know, okay? The computer doesn't know your body. The computer doesn't know how well you're rested. Only the driver knows. So that's what I always thought it was a good thing to do. But other than that, like I said, everybody's just getting ready for the holidays and running through. I was going to ask everybody out there, what do you do? What do you do when you get down the road? Do you run through or do you get home? Do you work it out to where you get home on Thursday or Friday, or maybe even, you know, maybe you don't get home to the next Monday and your family says, well, we'll celebrate Thanksgiving this day or that day or whatever. You know, that happens. So what is it you do out there? Just give us a call, 516-387-1733. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one and give us a holler on that. But, yeah, so just don't forget to check us out at redneckandeyes.com. Go over there and be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that. And like us on Facebook. We appreciate everybody watching on Facebook Live and everything. So we're trucking right along here with Redneck and Eyes Radio, getting ready for the truck show, Mid America Trucking Show. You can check him out, truckingshow.com. We'll have all those links to everything posted on our website. Like I said, keep on trucking. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and Eyes. Redneck and Eyes, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Morning! advertising by dotted lines. I got 100 miles to make it home, but every digit on the dash is slow to change. And night is as dark as the coffee running through my veins. In this crazy world, I'm thankful every time I make it home.
We'd like to send a shout out to all these great supporters. They hung in there with us through the beginning, and we couldn't have done it without them. GTS Enterprises, North Liverpool, Ohio. RM Transport of Chandler, out of Chandler, Arizona. CK Hunter Transportation, out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. Peter Ramsey Trucking, out of Mountain Grove, Missouri. Dixon Transportation, out of Sarcoxie, Missouri. Lifetime Nut Covers out of Crystal Lake, Iowa. Iowa 80 Truck Stop out of Walcott, Iowa. SoCal Flashlights out of Los Angeles, California. My Right Load at www.rightload.com. And DPF Regeneration at www.webakem.com. Thank all of you for your support and generosity to Redneckanize.
What's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to check us out, redneckandeyes.com. And don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really do appreciate everybody doing that. And keep in contact with us and letting us know. We're going to be at the truck show this year, at the trucking show, Mid-America Trucking Show in Louisville, Kentucky. That's where it's all at. And hopefully we'll be in the parking lot set up as usual and everything. But we do have it official that we will be inside the truck show at a booth. We'll be over there in the pavilion area where the food court is. You know, when if you ride the bus in from the parking lot and you come into that area that's always open early, it's the pavilion area, they call it. And we'll be over there. We'll be in booth number 74108. So make sure you come by and say hi. We're going to have a lot of things going on over there. We're working on trying to maybe, you know, definitely going to be setting up to where we're going to interview people telling us their Redneck and I stories and all that. And we'll hopefully have some entertainment going maybe. It all depends on what we got going on. We really do appreciate everybody coming out and supporting us and coming by and say hi. We'll just have like giveaways and stuff like that. So come check us out. But other than that, we're just on here, Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here every Sunday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern time. And we're just talking to the truckers about life on the road and just telling stories or just talking about what's going on out there and what we could do to make the industry better. So there's one thing that I wanted to talk about, and I mainly drive during the nights, but also drive a governed truck. And there's a lot of drivers out there, even though you might be an owner-operator, you still might want to hold it back to where you're only driving a certain speed. And I'm just going to go back and tell the little history about how things went out there in the world. So back in the day, it used to be that if your truck wasn't governed, then you wound it up tight and you got down the road because you want to use the momentum of the truck to get you down the road, up and down the hills, rolling plains, whatever. You'd always try to go as fast as you could in certain areas so that you knew that you could get up the hill without losing too much momentum. Now, during this time of the 80s and the 90s coming into the 2000s, what happened was is that a lot of these big carriers, they just decided that they were going to govern their trucks to save fuel. So a lot of their trucks, I mean, they were governed at like 55, 57, 60 miles an hour. I think sometimes some of the fastest was like 62. That was it. Most of the trucks were only at 55 to 58 miles an hour, and they were just trying to save fuel. Fuel wasn't that expensive. It's just that they knew they could save it by driving slower. So you created a problem where you had these large cars going down a highway, owner operators trying to make the most out of what they had, which they were getting down the road. And if you guys remember going out like Interstate 40, sometimes you'd be going down there and trucks would be passing you doing 90, 95 miles an hour. You know, I mean, like I said, I've worked for all of them. I worked for the carriers that slowed us down, and I've been an owner operator where I can run as fast as I want. And I remember I think I got my truck up to 120 one time across Arizona right there in that flat spot. The trucks ran good, man. You had a big long classic or Peterbilt, man, trucks got down the road. So at this time when the governors of the trucks and these bigger carriers, they would slow down and they would, I mean, like I said, 55, 57, 60 miles an hour. I mean, I remember when I first started, this was 1998. I was in one of them trucks that only did, I mean, the truck did 62 as long as I kept my foot on it. So the cruise control, the truck can only do 60. But if I was able to keep my foot on it and turn the cruise off, then I would go 62. So here I am barreling down Interstate 40. The speed limit is 75. I'm going 62. I'm in the right lane, no doubt. And I got the radio, the CB radio, kind of turned up a little bit, but not too much, where I can hear anything. I can hear stuff, but it wasn't where, you know, it would scare me or whatever. But I was just going on the road, listening to the radio, rocking along, and I had, like I said, I had the CB radio kind of turned up a little bit, and all I hear was, holy shit. And next thing I know, a big yellow Peterbilt pulling one of them yellow chromed out trailers passed me doing about 105 miles an hour. He had to be moving. I'm going to tell you, he was moving. And come to find out, he was doing on the radio. He was trucking right along, and I guess he wasn't paying attention, and he didn't realize that he needed to change lanes, you know, I guess kind of coming over the hill or whatever. And here I was only doing 62, and he had to jump over in that left lane to get around me. And that caused a lot of problems. Well, then come down to Pipe, where you see a lot of these three-lane highways come out, and they started cranking up the speed. These big carriers, they focusing on driver retention, like what we were talking about before, they would raise the speed limit up. So you got some of them that raised them up to 65, some of them raised them up to 70, some of them raised them up to 75, whatever they did. As the trucks got better in fuel economy, certain speeds the science kind of caught up with everybody where they knew, hey, if you gear at a certain way and you got certain gears running at a certain speed at a certain RPM or whatever, then this is the sweet spot. Well, so now what you got is you got them saying, okay, we'll run 65, we'll run 68, you know, we'll run 70, whatever. And when these big trucks got into the middle lane, they'd stay in the middle lane. Well, now, you know, now you got laws telling these big trucks that they got to stay out of the left lane. And then you got these guys moving 68, 65 miles an hour. The speed limit is still 70, 75, even in the three-lane highways. And they're just trucking right along in the middle lane. And it's like, man, you got to get out of the middle lane. So that's enough said, right? Get out of the middle lane. Here comes another problem. You still got the same thing we had back in the day where one truck's doing 65, another truck's doing 65. But the one truck's doing 65 and a half, maybe doing 66. The other truck's doing 65, maybe 64 and a half. Maybe it's heavier, maybe it's slower. Y'all remember them days back in the day when the trucks were only going 60, that sometimes out there in Mississippi when you're rolling up and down Interstate 20, that Swift and J.B. Hunt, they'd get into a race. You know, one would beat him up the hill. The other one beat him down the hill. The other one beat him up the hill. And they wouldn't, none of them would back off. It's you know, somebody's got to win. And they're holding up everybody because they're only going 60 miles an hour. And they're doing up and down. And like I said, they can't pass each other until one of them gives up or one of them wins. And so this is where I've come to my little idea. is that guy that's getting passed, okay, you got to quit trying to win. You're not going to win, all right? What I got in the habit of doing is when I'm, especially I'm at night, so a lot of times it's because of the headlights. If I'm over in the right lane and I'm about to get passed, and that he may still be two or three trucks behind me, but he's moving slow up. You know, he's not gaining. He's not like, whoa, you know, he's not, you know, he's not doing that. He's just slowly but surely. And you know he's coming, but he's just not going to get there. So what you do is just back off. Just back it off. Just either turn the cruise off, back it down where instead of going 65, maybe only going 63, and just let them go. And they're going to go. And guess what? They get up and they get around you and they're gone. You know, just let them go because they're going to get you. And it's kind of thing where maybe they should back off. Well, no, because they're going to get you. If you back off a little bit, then they can go on and everybody's happy. Same thing. If you're the one that's fixing to pass somebody, you don't want to back off. You don't want to just back off and stay behind them. You want to get on and get on down the road and get back on it, right? The guy that's getting passed needs to back off and then let them go, and that's it. And you think, well, then you're always going. So no, especially out in the middle of nowhere. You know, especially out there on Interstate 20 and Interstate 40, when there's not really an exit for the next 2 or 3 miles, you're not going to hit any towns, any cities like that for a while. Just back off, let them go, and you can get back on it. No big deal. Okay. Might even say, hey, when I get up over this hill and I get going down the hill, then I'll back off and you know, maybe even turn the Jake on a little bit to slow to myself going down the hill so you can go on. You know, it's one of those things where we can create a better system out there, a better flow of traffic if the guy that's going to get past just lets him go. And especially if you're only going, you know, 63, 65 miles an hour when the speed limit is 75. You know, I remember a lot of these younger guys, y'all might not remember, the trucks were only governed at 57, 58, 60 miles an hour, and they were on Interstate 20, Interstate 35, Interstate 40, two-lane highway, you know, one direction, two lanes, and they can't get around each other. You know, like I said, you start going up a hill, and one of them starts pulling out. They go down the hill, and the other one's heavier. He starts pulling in. You know, so the heavier guy is always the one he's losing going up, and he's winning going down. And it's like, man, just back off. Just back off, let him go. Okay, you're creating more problems than you're solving. And you can solve the problem big by just backing a little. And, you know, I'd like to start that trend. You know, it's kind of like when you flash your lights. And when I say flash, I don't mean flash high beams. I mean, like, turn your lights off, turn them back on. That's another thing we probably should work on as truckers. High beams are not good. When you need to tell somebody to get over, it's not high beams flashing. It's turn the lights off, turn them back on. In fact, I know for a fact now the newer trucks, the Volvo and the Freightliner both, they have kill switches on the steering wheel. You know how they're putting the cruise control and the volume control and all that on the steering wheel? They have the interrupt lights for both. You can hit it for the lights, the headlight. You hit the button on the steering wheel, and guess what? The headlights go off and back on. It's not even, you know, I mean, it's just off and back on, and you can do 1, 2, boom, done. You don't even have to take your hand off the steering wheel. Volvo's the same way. And they do it the same way for the thank you lights. You hit the parking light flasher, kill switch on the steering wheel, and the back lights on the trailer go off, come back on, go off, come back on. It's just a little thank you. And they're doing both. You can do it's okay, thank you, or on the back end, it's okay, thank you. They're doing that on the newer trucks. So if you're in a newer truck and you're going down the highway and you're pulling on the turn signal to flash the high beams, they got the button for you right there. You don't even have to do that. You hit the button. You know, so the high beam is not required. You know, a high beam really is kind of a giving the finger. You know, that's the kind of the high beam is giving the finger to another driver. That's what you're doing. You know, so don't even, like I said, the high beams, that's we don't want high beams. I've got a meme shared on Facebook right now that high beams are not needed on the interstate. If you're driving down the interstate and it's pitch black out there, you don't need your high beams at all. Okay. High beams are for out there in the middle of nowhere where you're worried about, you know, animals and all that. Well, the interstate, you know, that's why if they did it right, they'd keep the brush, you know, away where you could actually see. I mean, we've seen it. I've seen animals on the side of the road on the interstate, but the median is, you know, the shoulder is big. So usually they don't come up trying to cross the interstate unless there's a, you know, a female deer on the other side and they're trying to get to the other side to, you know, have fun. But other than that, they're not coming out there on the highway. you know, not as much as they are on the back roads. I agree. Back roads, yeah, you might need some high beams to watch out for animals, but interstate, not that much. You know, and I know somebody's going to say, well, I hit a deer on the interstate. Okay, you and who else? You know, how many? How many compared to the off-road, to the back roads? You know, it's not that big of a deal. But I would like to try to start the deal where if you're governing the truck, or even if you're an owner-operator, and yeah, I don't have a governor, but my sweet spot is around 65, 67, and I try to keep it at that going down the road, and people were trying to pass me, you know, maybe I'll just back it off. You know, you can hit the kill switch on the cruise, and you'll just coast, let them go around you, hit the resume button, and you go right back to where you were. You know, so it's no big deal. You know, that's why there is a coast and a resume button on the cruise control. As you can set it, turn it off, turn it back on, go right back to where you were, no big deal. And I'd like to see that more, to where if you're going to get passed and they're going to, it's taking them a little while because they're not moving that much faster than you are, but it's taking them a little bit, you know, and maybe they start up a hill and it doesn't, they're not gaining on you as fast as they probably want to, you know, just back it off, you know, especially if you know, I know I'm not that heavy. So if I start up a hill and I know that they're not going to gain on me as much, I'll back it off because I know that I'm not losing because I'm not that heavy. So just, you know, let them on go. Just back it off. Let them go. You can get back on it. No big deal. And that's just been my philosophy for the last 6 months since I've been doing most of this nighttime driving and there's not been much traffic and all that. It's been way less stressful than trying to, you know, outrun them, that kind of deal like that. You know, it's one of those things where you get kind of stressed out. It stresses me out when I'm the one trying to pass and the other truck won't back off. If they backed off a little bit and just let me go, man, that'd be awesome. You know, cause I am moving a little bit faster than they are. And I don't, you know, if they were moving a little bit faster than me, I'd back off and let them go. So that's what I think is one of those things. So I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that start, you know, and if I see more people out there doing that or recommending that, hey, I know where the idea came from. If they might have been a lot of other drivers talking about it, but I'm going to say I started it right here. That's what I'm going to say. So there you go. But, yeah, so if you got something to say about it, give me a holler, 516-387-1733. That's the phone number to call in. Push 1 to be part of the conversation. And just don't forget to check us out. You know, hey, make sure you go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really do appreciate everybody doing that for us. It's been growing great. We've been really excited about it. And it's been, everything's been going good. We do appreciate everything that's going on out there. Don't forget to thank one of our sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration, dpfregeneration.com. You know, those guys, the ones that they sell all the, particulate filters and SCR units. They got EGR coolers. They said they're getting into turbos and charge air coolers, stuff like that. So go check them out. They'll even, you can overnight them your particulate filter. You can overnight it to them. And then they'll clean it in their really good lab that's clean. You know, when you try to clean dirty stuff in a dirty cleaner, you know, it's not going to get clean. You always want to make sure that whoever is cleaning it keeps their stuff clean and all that. And they're the ones that do that. So you can give them a call, 800-634-3010, or check out their website, dpfregeneration.com. And then when you go talk to them, make sure you let them know you appreciate them supporting Redneck and I, because we really, really do appreciate them helping us out. So, like I said, don't forget, we'll be at the truck show. You can register for that truck show at truckingshow.com. And that's going to be March 24th, 25th, 26th. And we'll have a booth there, booth number 74108. Like I said, you can find all the details out of our website, redneckandeyes.com. And we're just going to keep on pushing through here. And we hope everybody has a good evening out there. So like I said, stay safe. And we're going to just keep it on trucking here. We're gonna still got a little over an hour to go, so give us a call. Like I said, this is Redneck and I's Radio. Bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up. The song is sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose. My pain song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced. and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Purple.
You see it at the truck shows, out there on the open road, even in the driveway at his house. Johnny keeps it spit shine, shining on it all the time. He wants it looking good when he goes out. But why do people laugh at him and shake their head when he pulls in the parking lot? He's just another trucker man, trying his best to fit right in, but fit or not. He drives a old purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. 'Cause that old purple Peterbilt looks so good, it makes him feel so proud of it. Some drivers call him sissy man, but he don't let it get to him, he'll shout it. He drives a royal purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. Yeah. Now he could have a green one, although he's never seen one that looks as good as what he's got right now. Black might look more manly, or red like Christmas candy might help his clearance lights and chrome stand out. Then maybe that would be enough to end the jokes about his truck from all his friends. But he'll live with the teasing, 'cause he ain't out for pleasing no one but him. He drives a old purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. 'Cause that old purple Peterbilt looks so good, it makes him feel so proud of it. Some drivers call him sissy man, but he don't let it get to him, he'll shout it. He drives a old purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. You know, there's a lot of truck drivers out there on the road, and just like Johnny, a purple truck is their second home. And they'll be the first to tell you, son, you better leave old Johnny alone. He drives a old purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. 'Cause that old purple Peterbilt looks so good, it makes him feel so proud of it. Some drivers call him sissy man, but he don't let it get to him, he'll shout it. He drives a old purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. Yeah, he drives a old purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. It takes a real man to have the guts to drive a purple truck like that. Hey, don't make fun of that purple truck. Just look at them lime green ones. I wouldn't make fun of that banana looking yellow truck over there. What about that baby blue?
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandI's.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I's.
$1 a day. I've been working for $1 a day. I've been honey that I'm gonna make. All of my brothers, they're jumping on planes, they're going out fighting in wars. Still over on a desert shore, fighting for my freedom and a little bit of old. And it sure does cost a whole lot of money. We'll live in the land of the free. Well, I think I'm going to plant me a seed, grow a marijuana money tree. Well, then I'm going to head down to South Louisiana with the guitar on my back. Going bread and a gun in his back. Maybe up the sound will cut with some slack.
All right, everybody. Hey, welcome back. Hey, this is Ed with Recognize Radio coming at you. We're live here every Sunday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You can call in at 516-387-1733. We appreciate everybody joining us along. Be the heart of the conversation. Just hit one. That there's Dollar a Day by Ryan Bingham. Ryan Bingham is a singer-songwriter. He also plays Walker in Yellowstone, that old boy that they took to the train station, but then they never did drop him off, so he found his way back. And now he's got to pay his dues and be right with the crew. So, you know, you wear the brand, you got to do what's right, right? So, yeah, that's don't forget, that's Yellowstone. It starts in about 15 minutes. There's another new episode coming on. But then the episode will be played afterwards, too. So if you're cruising along listening to the show here, just don't forget, you know, you can do that. Also, it'd be about 4 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. It's after midnight Pacific time. The episode will be available on the Paramount Network app. And that's not Paramount Plus. It's Paramount Network. It's two different apps. So don't forget to check that out. But you can check that out on the Paramount Network after, I think it's after midnight Pacific time, as I think usually, you know, I went in there and checked on it after midnight my time, and it wasn't on there, but then like at 5 o'clock in the morning, it was on there. So it's usually after midnight on, I think it's California time is when they upload it to that, where you can go check it on that app. If you didn't catch it live or the later air on there. And I think it's also available on CMT as well. So you can go check that out. I say that's Yellowstone. We're big fans here on the Redneck and Eyes Radio. So we love talking about it, and like I said, if you don't, you might get taken to the train station. So you might have to check out that, you know, if you don't follow along, you might take you down to the train station. I think that's our new saying, right? If you don't do right, we'll take you to the train station. But yeah, we were just talking about getting ready for the holidays. I wonder if everybody, what they got going on. You know, a lot of drivers, they work through the holidays. They don't exactly, you know, take time off. They know it's busy. They know they can probably make pretty good money. So they just work with their families, what they got. And they say, hey, you know, let's take time off during this time. Let's focus on our own time with each other rather than, you know, picking a day. Let's just pick our own day and not have to worry about the day of. And, sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's not, you know, it's always dependent on, you know, what you got going on. So people out there that don't have truckers in their family or aren't into trucking as much, and you're listening along, just understand that, you know, when you're going down the road and maybe you work like at a restaurant or you work at a convenience store or something and you don't like it, that, you know, it's not going to be that busy. Well, truckers need you. You know, truckers need to be, they're out there during Christmas, holidays, Thanksgiving especially. I think Thanksgiving is one of those where, you know, people just, you know, yeah, they want to have dinner, but other than that, they want to be able to do whatever they want to do. You know, the bars are open, restaurants are open. Traveling is good. You know, they're playing football games, you know, everywhere. So yeah, it's not, you know, it's nothing big anymore. I know there's a lot of stores that claim that they're going to be open on Thanksgiving Day to start their Black Friday stuff on Thanksgiving Day. They might not this year. I don't know, but I know it was, you know, a couple of years past there, they were like that. So you never know. But other than that, just, you know, what do you do to get ready for the holiday? You know, what do you do? Do you get home the day of, the day before? You plan it out with the family to be there the weekend after or whatever? Or do you work right through? You know, some, like I said, a lot of drivers, they work right through. A lot of carriers, they might offer some kind of bonus if you work through. So you never know, you know, what all you got going on that. So here at Redneck and I, we're not going to have a show for this next weekend because I will be out of town visiting family. So we won't have a show then. And we'll be back on the week after, which is what, the 5th of December. In fact, that morning, I'm going to be riding with the Toys for Tots ride. They got a motorcycle run for the Toys for Tots on Sunday at 5, on the 5th of December in the morning. They're going to be running for the Marine Corps Toys for Tots. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So let's bring on, I think this is this Jeff? Is that who that is? Is it thinking? Here it is.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yep.
What's going on, bud? How you doing this
evening? I thought maybe the reason why you weren't having your redneck and I show was that you had a big balloon of yourself. You're going to be in New York City floating the Ed redneck and I's balloon.
Oh, you mean for the parade? Yeah, you know, I thought about that, but the balloon wouldn't be big enough. I have a huge head, and then when I get my ego going, the head gets even bigger. So the head would not fit. My head will not fit down whatever road that is. What is
that right?
The balloon wouldn't be big enough. Yep.
I thought that's why the show wasn't going on. You were going to be in New York with your balloon.
Yep. Now the balloon, you know, they said they asked for take, you know, whether the measurements. Well, I want it to scale. So, you know, if you make the head just wouldn't be big enough. Wouldn't be big enough. So, yep.
I'll be damned. Well, dog, shame on the mess. Doggone it.
Yep, they need to
knock down some buildings. You said what we do. By golly, I'm on my home trip right now. I got to get home. I got to get that turkey. I got to get that turkey Tuesday night in a little bit of brine bath and get her ready to spatchcock and I'm going to grill her up on the old pellet grill.
Yeah, there you go. See, so, yeah, you got to get home because you're the cook. You're the one doing the cooking.
I'm part of the cooking process. My wife's doing one in the oven, and I want to do a smoky one, so we're going to do the spatchcock method.
I love that. I love those big family functions where they got to have more than one bird. I went to one time where they had them all. They had a turkey, they had a chicken, and they had duck. So they had it all taken care of.
Turducken.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, they had, and I think they had quail over there too. Everybody ate the quail before everything else. I guess that's the juiciest,
well, you,
I guess.
You put the quail in the cavity of the chicken, and you took the chicken in the cavity of the duck, and you fix the duck in the cavity of the turkey to cook them all together. Cooks real even that way.
Yep, that's a lot of fun.
They call that a turducken.
I know. I tell you what, I love the fixings too. I tell you, you know, I love it when they, a lot of times you get there and there's like a bunch of different, especially if they got more than one main course, there's always like, they've got the potatoes done like five different ways. You know, you can always get potatoes done whichever way you want. And that was always fun because it was funny to me, the kids, you know, the kids are real picky sometimes and their plate would be full of the potatoes. It would be nothing but potatoes. There'd be no corn, no macaroni, no, you know, they might even have some sweet potatoes, but every time they would always want, okay, give me the, you know, give me the hash browns, give me the mashed potatoes and give me the, you know, the boiled potatoes or whatever. That it's like, it's all the same. Well, it's the same food, but it's just made different.
We're hosting it for my family this year, and we're doing two turkeys, and I'm thinking about doing a spiral cut ham on another pellet grill I got, and then we got fresh picked cranberries we picked up this summer up in Wisconsin, so we're gonna make a raspberry. A cranberry sauce with fresh cranberries. And, we're going to do it upright. I got about a case of wine on chill, and we're going to do it my way this year. We're going to drink wine, eat, get fat, get merry.
Sounds good to me. I love that. you know, I was just checking on here. I know a lot of truck drivers be out there working, and they're going to need to get someplace that maybe they can get a meal. Most of the restaurants, I'm pretty sure, will be open if they're at one of those bigger truck stops. But, you know, a lot of times you're not in there, and you need to find out. And I was looking, and I don't see anybody having any kind of announcements that they'll be open that day, the day of Thanksgiving. So
I got a kick. I went into a TA the other day, and it said, join us for Thanksgiving feast. We will be doing turkey, all sides. But when you go to all these TA restaurants around the country, they're no longer open. So.
yeah, you're right. That's the thing.
Trying to find a restaurant that's still there.
Yeah, and what I'm looking here is, like you're saying, there's no... there's no restaurants that they've even announced that they're going to be open for Thanksgiving.
You know,
and
you're going to have to be happy for the Subway turkey sandwich, probably.
Yeah, which, you know, I always hated Subways at truck stops because I thought, man, I got stuff to make a sandwich in my truck. Why would I want to come in here and pay money for a sandwich?
Exactly. It's kind of a sad situation. Truckers and restaurants across the country. I think there will be homeless shelters giving a better meal to the homeless than what most truckers will get on Thanksgiving holiday this year.
Right. I see a few articles posted talking about what's going to be open Thanksgiving, but it's all local. There's nothing, no national, you know, I mean, like if you go on there and say what's going to be open, well, the funny thing to me is, like, so within the vicinity of where I live, the restaurants that have already announced that they'll be open is sushi, and then like the poke, whatever it is, Hawaii poke, and then Whataburger.
Yeah,
that's it. That's the ones that say they'll be open on Thanksgiving. That's so funny to me.
Well, that's, you know, the state of restaurants in the United States of America. If you think what it used to be days gone by, every truck stop had a restaurant. And that restaurant usually stayed open 24 hours a day.
Yep.
Now, you're lucky to find one that's open past the hours of 8 o'clock if they have a restaurant in them.
Right. Yep, you're right about that. No, it's totally agreed.
I just
reminiscing.
Don't see how some of these places could say how they call themselves a truck stop anymore.
Oh, I know. I mean, even the ones that have a Huddle House or any type of like Denny's, even the ones that have Denny's, they're not open. They're not open all the time like a Denny's should be.
No.
Yeah.
No.
There's a Huddle House down where I drive. There's always a Huddle House, and it's closed. If you get there past midnight, they're closed. They're not open 24/7.
I can't tell you how many restaurants I've gotten off the road, say at 9 o'clock at night. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We closed at 7. What do you mean closed at 7? Most people's lunch hours, even on civilians, is 6:30 to 7:30, and you're closed at 7? What kind of a restaurant does that?
Right. Exactly.
You know, I'm sorry. You know, and TA, I can say I got a bone or spur in my saddle on them anyway, but, oh, we got a hot food. Oh, yeah, what do you got? Oh, we got corn dogs in the heat lamp over there. Oh,
man, their stuff is so nasty.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, I recommend to anybody, if you're going to get anything hot that's ready to go quick like that, is my first choice would be Quick Trip, and the second choice would be Love's. But other than that, I wouldn't go anywhere else.
And Love's, Love's don't have, you know, anything like that. Now, I will say I've been in some real nice Flying J pilots lately that have that big, like a buffet place in them, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And you could probably go in there and get a Thanksgiving dinner, you know, to go type of situation.
Yep, I remember those.
You could probably do that. But, man, some of these, like I say, truck stops anymore, they have showers in them, but they're not that good anymore. You know, the restaurants close early. Their parking lots, you know, they used to kind of take pride in fixing the parking lots up, but God, the last TA I was on, they had just broken up asphalt that it's just hard to believe that, you know, where the hospitality for the truck driver is anymore. It's just getting to be worse and worse out here.
Well, a lot of that has to do with, you know, they're chasing their money, and I understand what they're doing. I think that we need to call each other out when we see those bad things. Of course, we do that here. We talk, me and you, we all talk about that here, that we're, you know, every time we see something bad, we point it out and call them out on it and everything. Just not, there's not enough truckers that do that these days, that they don't call it out. And a lot of times, you know, they're doing bad things, but they don't think that they're doing bad things. It's like when you take a bag full of trash out of your truck and you throw it on the ground next to the trash can, that's not helping out. You know, you're not helping out. You're adding to the problem. If we've got overflow trash cans, you know, then go to the dumpster, dump it in the dumpster, and then walk inside and tell them, hey, you need to go empty your trash cans. You know, a lot of them out there, they forget, you know, those. I think a lot of truck stops, I understand that it's hard to find good people. It's kind of hard to find good truck drivers. It's hard to find good people to work at truck stops. I think that they probably should have more people that, you know, hey, you need to, you're sitting here twiddling your thumbs after you got done, you know, cleaning one of the showers or whatever. Hey, go out there and empty a trash can, you know?
This weekend, they had a golf cart, and then they had a trailer for the golf cart to put trash in, right?
Yep.
Shit, them and another chick was driving around the golf cart, just tooling around like you would at a truck show.
Right. They're just driving around like you're having fun, like going for a ride. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not doing their job. I don't know. I'd like to turn back the hands of time a couple of years again, and I'd even put up with the riffraff to have some of the old services that we used to have.
Right. But yeah, that's the way it is here. You know, that's kind of where things have gone, and we were talking about it before, that I think a lot of arguments have been made when the people got on there talking about supply chain. They said, well, there's a driver shortage. I think an abundance of people came out and said, no, there's plenty of people out here. They don't want to become a truck driver because truck driving sucks. It's a hard job. It's not paying that well. It's not that good. And then just like right now, what we're talking about, you want to talk about life on the road. Life on the road has gotten worse and worse because of the lack of good truck stops, because of the lack of to eat and everything. And life on the road just got harder and harder. I was like, you know what? I'm done with it. I'm not going to be out here, be treated like a second-class citizen because I'm out here making a living on the road. You know, I'm not going to do it. So we used to have
a truck lounge, and that's all it was truck lounge. I was in a truck lounge the other day, and they had gambling machines in there that had all kinds of stuff going on. Well, shit, when you used to go get off the road, good meal, great shower, and go to the truck lounge and relax. It'd be dark, relaxful. Shit, I'm surprised there ain't more accidents on the highway because there's really no way to relax and get out of your truck.
Right. And that's another thing, too, being able to get out of the truck, being able to go somewhere else, do something else, sit and, you know, chit-chat, whatever. You know, I'm used to a lot of these places that had restaurants, it was an area for truck drivers only. You know, and that's the other thing. When you get rid of the restaurant, you get rid of the place that the truck driver can get out of the truck and then, like you're saying, relax, whether it be in the restaurant or in the lounge. You know, they said in the lounge, like the doorway to get into the lounge or the door or the entrance.
Professional drivers only.
That's right. It was always this is for truckers only, professional drivers only. You know, if you're not a professional driver, don't take up the space. Don't do that. And like you're saying, remember those Petros? It had a little small little game room, and then it had the theater or whatever or any kind of lounge.
Yep.
Well, now the game room is bigger than the lounge. You know, it's like the game room. That's what they want. Yep. They want the game room. They want the kids in there making noise and spending money. They don't want the drivers to be able to relax or whatever. And yeah, it's just gotten that way.
They're putting the games in the lounges. You know, I mean, this one here had And the chairs, if you wanted to sit in the chair, you could. It was uncomfortable until you put 50 cents in it to make it massage. You know, so it was another money grab.
Yep.
You know, So I don't know. I keep saying one of these days, the longer I'm out here, the more I want to get out of here. You know, and
that's right.
I feel like contributing to the driver shortage is what I feel like doing. So.
Yep. Well, that's kind of what we do at the truck show is we kind of point things out. Our opportunity to get to the truck show is to chat with these people that are in charge of these systems, the truck stops and the entertainment or the restaurants or whatever, and we can let them know. You know, they do that too. If anybody out there thinking about going to the truck show, understand that when you go to that truck show, one thing that's cool is that so you go to the pilot booth or you go to the TA booth, sometimes they're doing a survey where they say, hey, come here and do the survey, and you fill out points or whatever, and that's my opportunity to let them have it, you know, and let them know, you know, this is what they need to be doing.
Right, exactly.
And a lot of times, and if you don't show up and spout your opinion on all that, then they'll never know. And that's the other thing, too, is when you see the opportunity to give them your opinion, I always used to take – remember they put the business cards of the managers or general managers around, like, the restrooms or showers and all that? I'd take those, and I'd send them emails. I'd say, listen – you got a good business here, and you're losing it. This is what you're doing wrong, you know, and all that. And a lot of times, you know, they may not read it. They may. You never know. But, you know,
well,
it all depends.
And that's what I would say at the truck show. Usually the top, the higher brass are at these booths.
Right. Yep.
Those
yep,
are the ones to get their cards on. And then when you leave, then hit them an email. Because what I've seen, if you tell them at the truck show, it kind of goes in one ear and out the other. They forget about it.
Exactly.
And TA used to have a complaint line to call in. Well, they don't have that no more either because they got tired of hearing all the bitches.
That's pretty bad when you got to get rid of the complaint line, right?
You know, when then they got tired of me because I call in, I wouldn't even have to tell them who I was. They called me. They knew me by my first name there for a while. So they countered on me now, and they've canceled my loyalty card. So I just unbelievable. You know, I just don't understand how they operate. You know, I just don't. You know, at least some truck stops will greet you when you come in and thank you when you leave. You know, and other ones they don't take care of their lots. They don't take care of their showers. The fuel stalls, you know, they got diesel all over the ground. They quit cleaning those. It just looks like they've given up, like they don't give a crap, which
yes.
I guess is understandable. I guess that's what modern society has gone to. Nobody cares nothing about nobody.
Well, I think a lot of times it's they were operating off of certain type of employment, and then they, you know, when you get a corporate entity involved, that when you try to hire people, they have to fill out all this extra paperwork and everything. And you sometimes, you know, like remember, I don't know if you remember, when I first started driving, one of the big truck stops we'd always go to out in New Mexico was that Giant out there in, what was it, Jonestown, New Mexico, whatever, in the middle of nowhere. It was a Giant truck stop.
What was
it called? Giant.
What was it called?
Giant, remember? It was Giant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it was a huge truck stop, and the fuel island was, I tell you, that was like a quarter of a mile, maybe even half a mile away from the main building was where the fuel island was. I mean, it was a big truck stop. And when you go to the fuel island, you pull up in there, and they actually had attendants that would pump for you. You didn't have to get out of the truck, basically. They would run your card and get your info and pump for you. And I can kind of figure that those guys that they hired to work those pumps and wash your windows and all that, they were probably part-time guys that they probably paid under the table. So if you get a corporation to buy that truck stop out, that those employees are gone because those corporations are not going to do that. They're not going to bring in people that they can kind of, you know, I don't want to say slip the law, but treat them like part-time.
There's a TA left in Lee, on Lee County or Lee Highway over in Virginia. And you drive up to that. And they'll come right up to your door. What do you want? You fill it up? You bet. They fill your tanks. They clean your windshield. You go in and stand by the counter, and they get all done. They tell you what your bill is.
Now, isn't that one kind of off the beaten path, though? I mean, it's kind of like
it's way off.
Yeah, it's like
way
a mile.
Beaten path. It's a good old boys.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a big truck stop, and then the one down in Mount Vernon, Missouri, up until recent, they would fill you up and wash your windshields for you. That was so cool. I mean, that you don't see that very often.
No, at all.
You know,
in fact,
but just a little bit of cleanliness, and I like walking into Love's and saying, "Hey, welcome to Love's."
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it doesn't take a lot, you know. And just like you're saying, the cleanliness, like instead of the trash cans being overflowing and all over the ground, you know, if the trash cans were just emptied out every once in a while.
You know, there's still some trucks. I mean, there's some good ones across the country where you'll see a guy out there with a dustpan and a broom, and he's sweeping up the lot, and they take pride. It just looks pride, you know.
Right.
But there's a lot more so than enough that don't.
That's good. That's good stuff. Well, that's what we do here on Redneck Guys Radio. We just talk about trucking out there, life on the road, and I hope everybody's enjoying this. We're going to step away and take a little quick break right now and come right back. We're talking about just getting home for the holidays and whether or not you work through or not. So give us a holler at 516-387-1733. Be sure to check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready.
Let me thank Trucker Tools for helping us out and supporting our messages. Trucker Tools is an all-in-one app for truckers and their business. The Trucker Tools app was built from feedback from real drivers and is always being updated to better assist drivers in saving time, running more efficiently, and making more money. Check out their website at truckertools.com. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers.
Everybody, hey, welcome back. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. Hope everybody's having a great night out there tonight. And don't forget to go over and check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really appreciate everybody doing that for us and doing everything on that. Call in 516-387-1733. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. And don't forget that we got to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. DPF Regeneration has been with us from the get-go. Really appreciate their support. They're the guys out there, if you don't know, they're the ones where you can send them your DPF filter, your particulate filter, and they'll clean it in their lab-certified cleaners. You know, you always want to make sure that if you got something dirty that needs to be cleaned, it's not being cleaned in something that's just as dirty or if not dirtier than what you're trying to get cleaned. And they take care of their stuff. But they also sell SCR units, EGR coolers, catalyst mufflers. They all sell those parts. So if you need anything or help doing that, you know, they've got it all over there. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com or give them a call, 800-634-3010. And that's DPF Regeneration. And when you talk to them, make sure you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Eyes, because we really do appreciate them. So we're chatting with Jeff here, talking about getting home for the holidays. And I tell you what, I really like it being able to plan it out. And I know a lot of these carriers, they don't exactly want to help out drivers getting home. And I always thought, now that retention is becoming a factor, you know, if the driver wants to get home, you need to try to get home. And I think a lot of carriers have got with that, where they've said, you know what, we're going to do what we need to do. You know, used to, it wouldn't be that way. It was like, you know, hey, well, we got to work and you went home last week, so we got to run. And that's not how it is anymore. They're getting drivers home. I think that's, you know, that's the thing we were talking about, retention and getting out there and getting home. So So Jeff said he's cooking. So I want to know anybody else out there cooking. Like I said, call in 516-387-1733. A lot of guys get home and they're the ones doing the cooking and everything. So it's one of those things. Let me shut that off there. We don't need that. But there ain't too much else going on as far as, you know, home for the holidays. I was looking at the news trying to figure out if there's going to be any special places that were going to be open or special events going on, and I don't see too much. But I know that there's a lot of other things going on out there that truckers might want to get involved in. They're doing a lot of local areas. If you live in a local area where there might be a veteran cemetery, a lot of times the Wreaths Across America has people come out and put the wreaths down in the graves. They help lay them out and all that. And in fact, where I live here, we have a veteran cemetery and we're doing that. And I think that is, you know what, I forgot to look at the calendar. And exactly, I think that's going to be the 14th. No, that's not right. Go back. We're doing another month here. There we go. The 19th. Yeah, I think it's either the 19th or the 12th that we're laying down the wreaths for the Wreaths Across America to the Veterans Cemetery. Check out your local area. If you've got a veteran cemetery, chances are there's something going on around that time where you can get involved in that and go check that out. That's pretty cool. And I know that December 5th, they're doing a Toys for Tots run. And like I said, there are a lot of local areas that have local Toys for Tots facilities where they do those runs where, you know, you bring a toy and they ride motorcycles down a strip. Last year we had almost 1,000 motorcycles going down and we stretch it out. I live down here on the bay, Corpus Christi Bay, and they run the bay all the way down. So it's a lot of fun. And like I said, check your local area out for that. If you're going to be home or you want to do something like that, just get on the internet, search the area, search, you know, Wreaths Across America has, like I said, there's everything going on. It's different in every different area, but it's, you know, whatever the time. So like the wreaths are going to be, you know, around a week or two before Christmas, and the Toys for Tots last year, it was like the week before Christmas. This year, it's going to be the week after Thanksgiving. You know, and it all depends on weather, stuff like that. So you got to check that out. And so if you know what's going on, or you get on, like I said, get on your local internet, local websites, check that out, call local news. They might know what's going on and check that out too. It's always cool stuff to do. Check out what's going on in your community if you can. You know, a lot of truck drivers, a lot of times the only time that we're able to get out and enjoy our community is when we get home for special events like that, because we're always on the road, right? Especially if you live in a really small town. It's hard to stay up to date on what's going on in the local area because, you know, they should be kissing your butt because you're making money outside the area. You're not like working at a Walmart or working at a local store that needs local economy. You're bringing in outside money because you've hauled in different areas. So it's all different like that. You never know. So if you got anything to say about that, just like I said, you can call in at 516-387-1733. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. We're just trucking right along here. But, yeah, we're just trucking right along, and everybody just stay safe out there and enjoy themselves. You can call in at 516-387-1733. I want to thank everybody for listening along on YouTube Live and especially on Facebook Live. We appreciate everybody doing that. Like I said, we're just trucking right along here. Let us know what you think. And check us out. Don't forget, we're going to be at the truck show. We're in booth 74108. So come by and check us out there. You can register for that truck show. We'll be right back, talk about that in a little bit, and see what's going on with that here in a second. Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you've got a redneck and eyes.
I.
Well, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and I's Radio coming at you. We are live here every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You can call in at 516-387-1733. Be the heart of the conversation, just hit 1. Don't forget to go and check out our website, redneckandeyes.com, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really do appreciate everybody doing that for us out there. That's always been a lot of fun for us. It's growing, becoming a lot more relevant in the trucking community out there, talking about life on the road and everything. And then we're just hoping to get the word out and let just create a better industry out there for all the truckers and everybody around it. So really appreciate everybody doing that. So one of the things I wanted to talk about real quick is the truck show. We're going to be there. You can check the information out. Mid-America Trucking Show, that's MATS, if you don't know. Mid-America Trucking Show, MATS. You can check them out at truckingshow.com. And we're going to be there this year. We're going to be at booth 74108. And we're excited about doing that because this will be the first year that we've actually had a booth inside. And we're hoping that it's going to be a big hit. We're hoping that it's going to be a lot of traffic there, a lot of people coming by checking us out. And we're just excited about things we're going to be doing. What we plan on doing is we're planning on having our video camera there, and we're going to invite drivers to come out and just talk to us and tell us their Redneck and I stories about, you know, life on the road and how you maybe had to, like, fix something or, you know, reroute something or just change the way you were doing things in order to get the job done, because problems always come up. And, you know, it's usually you get that phone call. Hey, can you cover that for us? Or, hey, can you go over and get that for us? You know, it's always something the trucker has to do. It's always the trucker doing it. You know, can you, you know, go put that trailer down over here, put this trailer up over here, you know, maybe over drop this guy off over here, whatever. You know, it's always something about that. And the truckers always come up with a way to solve the problem. So we'll be doing that at our booth. And we hope everybody's going to be coming out. Now, if you've never been to the truck show there in Louisville, it is by far the biggest truck show in the country of the year. It's, they expect about 400,000 people to pass through the doors through the whole three-day process. And what we always try to do is we try to show up there. For the past years, people that don't know us, we get there and we set up a little tent in the parking lot and we serve food out to the truckers, because when you get there as a trucker and you park your truck, you're really stuck and there's no place to go. Now, before Uber and everything kind of came along, you were kind of stuck on where you can go. You're either going to walk or you'd have to take your truck or call a cab, and that kind of stuff, you know, it was hard to do. So what we did is we brought a grill and got some food and we cooked out and we had food and we had some entertainment. We had a little place, if it started raining, you can go inside a little tent and hunker down and hang out and everything. It was a lot of fun. And then it got a little cold and we're like, you know what, let's bring heaters. So we got heaters and we had electricity, and that way you can kind of hang out and enjoy yourself with other truck drivers. And it was always a fun thing. So we want to keep doing that, and we just ask everybody for their support and continue to, you know, we are a nonprofit organization where we can take donations. So if you can't donate, at least, you know, subscribe to our YouTube channel, our Facebook page out there, and just continue to share our content to let everybody know that this is what we do. And that way everybody can kind of enjoy it and just continue to grow and grow and be part of something special. You know, that's just how we think it is. And it's a great thing. Like I said, the truck show, if you've never been, it is the largest event in the country for the year. And you can go register. You pre-register. Register now at truckingshow.com. You can register online. And what they do is they mail you these little badges that you can – now, it's going to be a badge with like a little barcode on it and all that. That's how you get into the show. You show that badge and all that. Now, when you get there, there'll be like some lanyards given away at certain places. They're going to give away like free truck show lanyards, but then there'll also be other booths giving away lanyards that where you can wear on your neck. Or you can get these little see-through pocket safety pin deals where you can pin it on your shirt, and then you're through this whole show, everybody knows that you're okay to go. Now, if you don't do that, if you don't register online beforehand, then you still would have to register when you get there. Now, a lot of people say that if you want to get there, you got to buy a ticket. Now, a lot of truck drivers, they might go pick up tickets. I think like sometimes at the TA or whatever, you can go pick up free tickets. Just they're sitting there when you buy fuel, you just grab a couple of them. They don't care. You know, they got tons of them. So you grab the tickets, and then when you get there, then you fill that ticket out and you register and you're done. You're there. But that kind of times sometimes. So you always want to make sure you pre-register because it's really quick. You get it in the mail, you know, here in the next, you know, it takes like a month, maybe even less. You get it sent to you, and then you just stick it in your truck somewhere, and that way when you get to the show, you're ready to go. Now, I've even known drivers, let's say that you registered, but then you forgot your badge that they sent you in the mail. The cool thing is there's another area, like maybe a shorter line to where you're registered, but you don't have credentials. So you can actually go up and just they'll print you out new credentials that you're already registered. So it doesn't take that long. So always pre-register. It's always a great thing to do. Plus it's free. You could run into the circumstance that if you're not pre-registered, you might have to buy a ticket and you don't want to do that. But you know, you might do it, you might not have to do it, but like I said, it's always really good to pre-register. So I always recommend everybody doing that, especially this year because we're going to be there. And we want everybody to be there. We want everybody to come by and say hello to us and hang out with us and enjoy everything we got going on. So like I said, just check us out for redneckandeyes.com for things going on there. And continue to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Facebook page, all the kind of good stuff. We always got stuff sharing on GoNet. And we want to hope everybody just stays on top of that. And like I said, we'll keep you on top of it. And we'll make sure you know what's going on if anything changes as regards to the truck show, because that's our bread and butter. We started out, that's all we did was showed up to the show, cooked food, and had a great time, great entertainment for everybody. So this year is going to be the same. It's just we're going to be inside during the show, and that's the only thing different. So we'll be there. Booth 74108 is where we're going to be. And so over in the pavilion area, so actually it'll be open. The show, I think, says it opens at like 1 o'clock or noon on Thursday. Well, we'll be there before that because that part is always open earlier because it's part of the like registration area. It's an open area. It's open. So as soon as they open the registration to come in and fill things out, like I said, if you don't register online, you have to come register when you're there. Well, there's an area that you do that. Well, we'll be just a couple of booths down from that area to where you'll see us. If you didn't register and you're standing in line waiting to register, you'll see us. And we'll be standing there and we'll be saying, I told you so. Go register online. That's what we're telling you. So come check us out for that and everything. Like I said, we're having a great time doing that. And I hope everybody be able to get there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I always enjoyed it. It's the thing that I've always enjoyed things going on there for things just happening. You know, that's just where some of my best friends I know today, I met at the truck show. And some of the closest friends that I've known here in the last 5 years, I met at the truck show. So, you know, in fact, a good story I got is I met Taylor Barker for the first time. Never heard of him, never met him. And I'm sitting there in the parking lot. And he comes up and he says, hey, you know this guy, Taylor Barker? I said, I never heard of him. He said, well, I met Taylor Barker. And I said, well, damn good to meet you, boy. And, we just had a great time. And now we're really good friends, and it's awesome. And, in fact, Taylor Barker is the one that let us put this on here. We're on the Unplugged Radio Network doing this show every week. And it's a great opportunity for Redneck and I to get out there. And we're so excited about it. So we're just going to keep on doing that. Like I said, don't forget to go check us out at redneckandeyes.com. You can call in here every Sunday evening, 516-387-1733. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. And we love everything that's going on out here. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. And one of our great sponsors is Trucker Tools. They've stepped up and helped us out, and we appreciate all their help and support. So go check them out, truckertools.com. Download their app from the App Store. And just let them know what you think. And we really appreciate their support and help and everything that we've done here in the last couple of years. So we're just going to knock things back. And I hope everybody has a great evening out there. And stay safe. And keep between the ditches. And this is Redneck and Eyes Radio. Have a great night.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and Eyes.
Redneck and Eyes, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Justice was served on a rope. When evil was done, that was all that she wrote. But somewhere somebody decided that wasn't right. Now the bad guys run free in the street, while the good guys pay the price. They say people don't kill people, guns and rebel flags do. We can't speak of Jesus, how dare we ever speak the truth. Well, I don't mean to offend you, but I'll always stand up for what's right. And I'll fly that southern red, white and blue till the day that I die. These days, it's hard to find a line between right and wrong. With the past erased and rewritten, we don't understand where we came from. We'll be doomed to repeat those mistakes unless we tell that story right. There's no way around the truth, no matter how hard you try. They say people don't kill people, but guns and rebel flags do. And you can't speak of Jesus, 'cause how dare we ever speak the truth. Southern red, white and blue, till the day that I die. Used to, justice was served on a roll.